All right, welcome to another episode of Drink Before You Think. It's me, Hedda. I've got Jeff here, Alex over there.
Yes.
Let's see, what are y'all guys drinking? What are y'all drinking?
I picked up a Michelob Ultra Pure Gold.
Okay.
I've seen this on the shelves lately, and I wanted to try it just to see how it tasted. It's not bad. I like it. I mean, it tastes a little bit different to the regular Michelob Ultra.
Isn't there another one, like Premier? Or?
No, that's Corona. Premier, but... I mean, it's not bad. I mean, I like it. I mean, I bought a 12-pack of it. I'm not sure what it cost. It was a pain in the ass to find, actually.
Wait, you bought it, but you don't know what it cost?
No, well, because Tisha bought it for me. Sense. Well, Tisha
got money. He's got money like that.
Yeah. No, Tisha got it for me because I couldn't. I had a hard time finding it.
Okay.
Like, it was, I don't understand why, but I like it. It's not bad.
Okay.
I'm drinking my namesake, El Jefe, from No Label Brewing Company. It's a Hefeweizen that they've cleverly named El Jefe, but with an H.
Stop talking about yourself.
I mean, you know, I thought that's what this episode was going to be about.
It's all about Jeffy. Jeffy.
I'm going to make my own beer though and put a put the J. No, it's a hard J. El Jefe.
Yeah. Hard J.
It's a Jeffy Weiss.
There's not the only thing that's hard.
It's American. American version.
I'm drinking Stella Artois. I haven't had this in a long time. I have a chalice at home that I got for free from them when they were giving them away. Whatever the reason, I don't know. I've never opened the chalice. So.
What's a chalice for the listening audience? Cause I didn't know what
chalice
that was
is just like a fancy drinking glass. It's actually the glass that it's on the neck of the bottle here. This on this paper deal. Like, I mean, they outline it, but. I mean, you'll see it on the commercials and shit, so, you know. If you want to know what a chalice is, I recommend going to www.google.com.
No, that's too much work.
You pull that up, you'll see a search. Google, just search Stella Artois chalice.
Oh.
And go to images.
I don't mean to cut you off. Okay, so we've got a live cam going from a New Orleans... karaoke bar, and it looks to be a bachelor party.
Nice.
Let's turn the audio on and listen to these ladies sing. Oh.
That's a bachelorette party.
I just said that.
Oh, they're doing Miley Cyrus. I don't think they're drunk enough right now because they know all the words.
Right?
Yeah. I mean... Yeah, they're not stumbling around on that stage either. Here, I'll turn this down just a bit. Maybe.
I think the girl's getting married today because she's in her wedding dress, right?
Nah, that's probably what they made her wear.
Yeah.
As the...
Why would you walk around in a wedding dress?
Well, because that's part of the bachelorette party thing.
No, it's not.
Well, but maybe that's the theme.
I've seen like three bachelorette party.
That's not a really good wedding. That's more like a... Like the
she's after- also in New Orleans. What do you expect?
Nah, that's true. Have you ever been?
No, that's one thing I never got to do when I was... I mean, you could still go now, but I didn't get to do it when I was younger.
What about you? Have you ever been?
New Orleans?
Yeah. When I went to a vacation last summer, my daughter wanted to stop by New Orleans. So we stayed right outside
Oh, they're
French
from Canada.
Quarter. What? We stay right outside the French Quarter, right. But we were
show us your tits.
Walking distance. They can't hear you, Hedda.
I wish.
Yeah. So we went down there, and it was pretty cool. I mean, we didn't go out at night because I had kids.
Where's that button? I want to say show me your tits.
I really feel like I want to go to New Orleans, like Titty Town. That's got to be Titty Town, right?
Yeah, and like you don't even have to go through Mardi Gras. Like I imagine they have like beads all the time, and the girls flash their boobs all the time, right?
You think it'd be okay? They would be okay with me walking around with my dick out?
Only if you get beads for it.
Well, either way.
Well, yeah, if a girl can flash her boobs, can guys flash their dicks?
Yeah, why can't I flash my dick?
What would they do if you did that?
I don't know.
I bet you anything if a guy did that, they would get in trouble.
Should we make that our road trip?
We're going to go to New Orleans and Edda's going to flash his dick.
Dick flashing?
Yeah. No.
Trip?
You're going to flash your dick.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah. Where are we going?
And New Orleans.
Oh, we're going to go to Mardi Gras.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, wait, we can do it now.
No. Okay. No, we're not in New Orleans. And we want to see if you get arrested or not.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, so it might be just, we'll go out there and do the road show, but it'll just me being Alex because I'll be in jail the whole time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Nice.
So just to let people know, this is a, again, this is a live cam for a karaoke bar in New Orleans, and you can, and we can click around, look at the street too.
How did you stumble across this?
This is, so there was a Reddit thread, Reddit post, a couple weeks ago, and it was about, hey, what's some cool.
Blink 182 right now.
Why does she have a guitar? That's really
show us your tits. Show us your tits. Show us your tits.
But it had a bunch of links for a bunch of live cam feeds, and they're like, "Hey, what's some interesting ones?" And there's this one. There's one for Abbey Road, where it's the Beatles album cover, where they're walking across. And a lot of people try to go do that, but it's actually a really busy intersection, so people try to do it when like there's a shit ton of traffic going through it, and people almost get hit and stuff. Right now, it's nighttime, so we can't. There's nobody doing anything.
Wait, that was in New Orleans?
No. I'm saying that's another one. It's in the UK.
Oh, okay.
But gotcha. There's a ton. I mean, like, but I was looking through the thread, and I don't know if there's any other ones.
Are you sure this was the bachelor party, bachelorette party?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
I was based on that girls? Was probably all they.
That was their bridesmaids, probably.
I feel like maybe these. This is like a.
Have you never seen pictures of a?
No. Hold on. I feel like this is. What's that bar where they get up on the bar?
Coyote Ugly.
Yeah, and this is like that bars type of thing where they have a bunch of singers and they just. Their theme
so.
Tonight is bachelorette party.
Maybe so. Maybe that they're trying to do that to get
Cats.
People to sing.
If anybody,
you think? No, I think this is an actual.
If anybody I'm say from Cats, knows.
She looks very. She said she was from Canada. She looks very Canadian to me.
Yeah, but they're probably like a singers from Canadian.
Yeah, it's a Canadian. It's a Canadian Canada. Pop band, like Robin on How I Met Your Mother. How she was a Canadian pop singer.
Yeah, that's right. Let's go to the mall.
Let's go to the mall.
Yeah, because this girl's she's still singing.
Maybe that girl works at the bar, but I think the main girl is definitely... No, I don't think that's from her. Yeah, that guy in the back definitely does.
That's Paul Scheer.
Yeah, it's Paul Scheer. they're doing how did they get out of this grenade.
This is what happens after that episode. Yeah.
They just did their...
We need to go to one of those episodes.
They did one of their 3,000 live episodes. That's pretty much all they do now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The lives, yeah.
So technically, they're live streaming this, or they're putting on a show for everybody else to watch. Here. So how does that work? Since they're basically doing cover band stuff, is basically what this is.
I don't know. That's do a good question. There may be some. You know, if you want to get into the legalese of it, you by
you're
all means.
Watching.
So here's. I'm going to click to. This is the.
Oh, the girl was getting married.
Damn. So I checked out. I was looking at it last night. You know, clearly it wasn't as busy. But since it's a Friday night, like this is the balcony from that bar. Of course, nobody listening can see that, but I thought there was audio to this, but I guess not. Oh, it's turned all the way down.
It's really nice out there.
Oh, there we go.
What do y'all use Reddit? Like, what app do y'all use? Because, like, right now I'm having an issue with the Reddit app that I'm using.
Is that Zoomin' In?
No.
Oh. I just use the Reddit app.
I use that Bacon Reader.
Wait. Something going on? What's going on?
Oh, you can zoom in on the picture.
Oh, you're zooming in.
Okay. No. Someone else did that from the feed.
Oh, okay.
And then I zoomed in on it as well. I use Alien Blue still. I have that one.
Yeah.
Because that was the one that was like it was an independent developer, and then they Reddit brought him in, and then he made the official app, and then I think they got rid of them or whatever. But so then they dismissed the Alien Blue app. But now there's a new one called Apollo, and it works really well.
Okay, because I'm using Bacon Reader right now.
Yeah, no, Apollo.
And, like, every time I try to look at stuff, it's telling me that I got to sign in and Reddit and tell them and put that I'm 18.
Oh, wait, have you not signed in?
I did, yeah. And okay. I do that, and it says I'm 18 and older or older, but it doesn't, like, relay the information to my Reddit app. Sorry. So it's like it interrupts my fun time sometimes.
Oh, no. Apollo's very intimate time.
I feel like y'all know too much about these apps.
Well, I'm on.
The one that told me about Bacon Reader.
Yeah, that was when I had my Android.
I probably have a very deep knowledge of Alien Blue history.
Jeff went deep into that fucking.
Well, I was pissed because
they
stopped updating.
So you went to like Google www.google.com and you researched.
Actually, I've only
Reddit apps.
Yeah, I spent a whole day
and just app like makers or app executive just producers. Just like
scientist Alex over here, you know, studied the pube and cum problem at Airbnbs.
Well, no. Well, that's what I was saying is, you know, is that an issue with, like, Airbnbs, you know? People that do, they're like, hey, this is strictly no jerking off in this,
yeah, I'm sure,
this restroom.
I'm sure people think about it now after they listen to this episode.
I mean, they're like.
It's going to be an update in the policy for Airbnb nationwide.
That's got to be an issue with, you know, I know sex is a thing.
I don't know why you would think that would be a main problem.
Don't be coming on the walls, guys. Like, yeah, there's a.
The cum walls, that would be kind of.
Sheets.
It's like, hey, if you're going to come on the walls, we're going to, you know, charge you. You're not going to get your deposit back. Like, our cleaning lady doesn't like cleaning that shit off the walls.
Oh. Shut up. I want to listen to this. Oh, yeah.
Man, she sounds good.
Well, that's pretty bad.
Why is it amplified when...
Please that, turn, oh, I turn switched. It off. Please turn it off.
Turn it up.
Turn this shit off.
Turn it up some more.
Yeah, it's not loud enough.
It won't go any louder.
It's not loud enough.
No, so I get on Instagram sometimes.
Yeah.
And like with Instagram, like I'm okay with, like, you know how you'll get on some apps or whatever and your phone's always listening, so like it shows you ads of shit.
Oh yeah.
Like, I'm okay with it on Instagram, cuz like a couple days ago, like I scrolling through and I saw ad for Manscaped was the name of the product, and it was trimmers, like clippers.
I think I saw that.
Yeah, and I
did. You click on it?
I didn't click on it, but I you know, went separately. I googled the Manscaped. I googled the product.
Yeah.
Because I do trim when I cut my hair. I've been cutting my own hair since middle school.
Yeah.
No, high school. So almost like 20 years now. But yeah, so, and usually I didn't do it right away, but like. A few years, maybe after high school, like I started, when I cut my hair, I'll trim downstairs too. Like, I'll trim my pubes.
Yeah, you got to clean it up.
I'm gonna shut that woman up.
And there's been many a times that I've, it's been a bloody mess.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a massacre sometimes.
Yeah,
because it it's always scary.
But
this ad that I saw, it was, it was just called Manscaping or something? Manscaped. And they have a lawnmower clipper. The clipper's called Lawnmower. They have two of them.
Is lawnmower, it shaped like a lawnmower?
And then Lawnmower 2.0. No, they're just like clippers. But supposedly, you know, they're meant for shaving your balls area.
So you don't clip
or whatever.
Them.
Yeah, so you don't fucking bleed everywhere like I do.
Well,
I want to buy some.
I don't think that's just a you problem, because like every time I go to, like, I do the same thing. I'll snip.
Yeah,
I'll clip it, and yeah,
I'm sure it's a. But yeah,
it doesn't feel good at all.
It and then the water hits it, and
it stings a little bit.
This one time, my taint got.
Question.
Oh, geez.
Question for you regarding bidet use. So I'm a new bidet user.
Okay.
I just got one installed in my master bath.
Did you pay somebody to install that?
No.
Like, there's a bidet company that comes out.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Another question, real quick, before we get off of the manscaping. Since y'all have been married, do y'all?
Oh yeah.
Do y'all manscape? Do you trim?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Still,
it's more. Oh, yeah. It's both for.
Did you do it before and after? Like, what was? Would you do it more before or after? You got married.
I think I'd do it more after.
After, like now.
Yeah.
What about you, Jeff? You do, were you about the same?
Probably about the same. Maybe a little. Actually, I would say less, only because it's how much things I have to do now. I'm just saying, just in general, like, you know.
What do you mean?
Like, I have more responsibilities now. I've got a house I got to take care of. I've got a family I got to take care of. You know, all the errands. Yes. It takes up my
manscaping time?
Yeah. And so I just happened.
That's why you should have a man cave.
I do it not only for her, but I also do it for me, because it's a comfort thing. Like, if it gets too long, I don't know about you guys, but
yeah, I don't know what long pubes feel like anymore.
It's like, you know, oh, there's a tug and that freaking hurts, like hair pulling out, or it's just uncomfortable.
I haven't even had that. Yeah,
it's like, just uncomfortable. So it's usually if I go that long and I get to that point, I'm very irritable. Like,
I'm always like I've only gone up to like a two.
It's really red down
on mine, like that.
What do you use?
I use these I have a clip. I have clippers for my hair, but then I also have like another separate, like it's a beard trimmer, basically.
That's what I got.
But then I also use that for my head too. So I'm okay with like going for like my head and then my balls.
But do you wash your balls?
Which reminds me, hold on. This one time, okay, this is a story that I don't think I've ever told anybody.
Oh well, so an exclusive. This is a drink before you think exclusive story. By head out.
So this one time, I was living with a roommate, and he asked to borrow my clippers. And I was like, oh, he asked if I had some. And I was like, yeah, I got some. You know, I had them charged up or whatever, ready to go. And you know, before he used them or whatever, like, he asked me for them or whatever. And he was like, hey, do you use these for manscaping? And I didn't know what the hell he was talking about.
What that term meant at the time?
Yeah, what manscaping meant. And I was just like, no. I just said no. I was like, I don't know what that means. And then, like, the more I thought about it, like, after I gave it to him, like, I thought about it more. I was like, oh, wait. He meant, like, me, like, trimming my shit. Yeah, and I never told him that, yes, I do use them for my balls. And he because he was using them for his head, like, to trim something, you know. Yeah.
That makes me think of Harold Kumar when he walks. Yeah, the guy gets home. This is the first one. And, I forget their names. Who was who? Who was Harold? Who was Kumar? But
Kumar was the Indian, and Harold was the Asian.
Well, Harold comes in, and Kumar is sitting in front of a body mirror, and he's trimming his pubes.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And he's fully naked. This is the best part. And he's like, and he walks in, and he goes, "Dude, I trim my nose hairs with those." And like, he just drops the scissors, and they just stick into the ground in the wood, and they just both give an awkward look. But it's just funny. This like. Yeah. Anyways,
yeah, and I never told them that. Yeah, you shaved your head with my ball clippers, my testicle.
So you think he's probably gonna hear this and be like,
whatever, it's fine. It's enough time has passed.
He's gonna be like,
I don't live with him anymore, so
he's gonna be like, that's why I have that rash on my head that's been there forever.
Funny enough, my ex roommate, he borrowed my trimmers one time this. And I told him straight up, I was like, hey.
Don't fucking.
No, I told him. I mean, I clean it out. I go, but I trim down.
Oh, you're telling me you do. Okay.
Yeah. And he goes, okay. And then ended up using it anyways. Like, I was like, all right. Like, I mean, you know.
So
like,
he didn't care?
No.
I feel like he's the type that doesn't care about stuff. He's got enough.
Well, he was using it to trim his beard or
he's
whatever.
He's got enough hair. Yeah, I know. I'm saying, like, he's got, like, a lot of hair everywhere. So he's a pretty hairy guy.
You were asking if we did it more or less since we've been married.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want to say it's not as I do it less. I'm more efficient about it. I have a better trimmer now. Like you were saying, you use one that's the one I bought was originally for my beard. I actually got it just for that, and then I realized, oh, this is extremely fantastic for manscaping. Like because it has a nice guard on it that's smooth.
Oh no! Stuff. Yeah, I've used the guard before. It's I've still nicked myself. Been
this
a
one is
mess.
Very good. I'll send you the link later. This one's very good. Please
but
do.
But I really want to try this.
No,
Manscaped
I'm just
one.
Sending it to Heron. That's you.
Oh, okay.
I really want to try this Manscaped one. But,
that's the app.
But I feel
what was the website?
What for? It's just Manscaped.
Oh,
Manscaped. But I feel like how do you go over like the wrinkly skin?
That's what I cut all the time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Wow.
I grab and
No, but like these guys are claiming that it's not gonna like cut you.
Man, I don't know.
Cut
man.
Your skin.
I mean that looks pretty
Are you
cool.
referring to your balls?
Yeah, my balls.
Okay. I don't do those fully I trim them down.
Uh-huh.
But I don't go like all the way down. Like okay. I don't go down to a zero or one with those. Like I just get them really close.
Yeah.
But the one I have, the razor I have, the guard that's on it is, like I said, it has like a rounded top. And yeah. When it's all the way down to the bottom, like when you have that guard on.
So it's very good.
I have nicked myself once since I've had it, and I've had it for like 4 years.
God,
I know.
I
and then
feel
it
now. Like just,
it burns and it itches.
No,
well,
it just
first
like grabs your skin.
Yes.
It's like a
then,
pinch.
And it's like a but then it's like a paper cut
and then
your
blood.
Balls. Yes.
And then there's blood everywhere.
But after, I'm talking about after
and
that.
All over the walls.
Like
my blood balls all over the walls.
Apparently, this thing.
Your roommate's walking. What have you been doing? Apparently, what?
Yeah, this thing seems really cool, actually.
Is it one of those things?
Wait, was he standing on a mat?
It's a mat for when you shave your balls.
Why are we looking up? I can pull this
Manscaped.com.
Doesn't he put his finger on it and it's like it stops or something? Like it
does. I don't know, but I didn't watch the video because I didn't want to play it. But apparently you can, like, it's a subscription thing where you can.
No, I thought they had a price.
No. They have a price for just the thing.
Oh, you can buy all the
cleaning shit. Or you can.
Sound like a Street Fighter.
You can subscribe to it, and then start. They'll send you. It'll send you blades every month, like new blades.
Is it kind of like trimmer. The shaving companies?
Like the Dollar Shave thing.
Well, no, you got to replace the blades on the electric trimmers because they go out too. Like
no, they don't.
Everything loses.
On mine.
Everything loses.
Where was that? Was he standing on? Yeah, that the magic mat. That's what I wanted to see.
It's got my
it's newspaper.
My clippers blades have plenty of skin.
So this site they sell, it's called a magic mat, set of three disposable shaving mats. In the picture, it literally looks like he's standing on newspaper. It's like they just send you old newspapers. They're like, yeah, it's a magic mat. Like,
yeah, it's just his legs. I feel like he's gonna take a big ass dump on
custom size
or just piss on it like Big Daddy and just
like a dog.
Oh, you know. Dual purpose, entertaining yet practical. Okay,
he's does it say what is it made out of?
No, it doesn't.
It's a 30-day back money guarantee.
It works with their refining products. Okay. Well, obviously that's a bit of a ripoff.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you can read it before.
That's what it was saying. It was entertaining yet practical.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, okay.
But still didn't say what the material is. I'm assuming it's some type of paper.
I'm sure it's just paper.
It's really just newspaper, like I said.
Yeah. But all your hair doesn't just land in that spot underneath your feet. I mean, that's all I had for like. Do y'all have anything for freestyle?
Manscaping.
You know, let me look at my notes because I had some things like you know, clearly like the live feed thing. Okay, so
I was ready for the retire one. And
I'm gonna.
I mean, do you want to talk? What's going on?
You just shut up. Oh yeah, this sounds like a really interesting conversation. This is a live cam of a some park in Alaska. And it's clearly like two park rangers, and they're really, you know, I'm sure this is very educational, but very boring. They're talking about bears.
He's totally trying to bang her, though.
Yeah, that's all you think about. You think she's...
Yeah, he doesn't give a shit. He's got like the biggest boner right
now. He's going to take her to the woods.
Do you think she is like a secret freak? Like she doesn't really know her potential yet?
Yeah, she doesn't.
She kind of got... Her description is she's wearing... Oh, I didn't see those. The feather earrings, but
she's like half Indian. She's been fisting.
He looks Indian too.
He's been fisting.
She's been fisting herself. She's all into that. So she's like looking at this guy like, I don't know if you can satisfy my needs. Like, you don't. I've been crotch staring, and you don't look like you're. You're going to satisfy me.
I mean, she's been throwing him the hints all night. Yeah. I mean, not all night. It's day there. All day.
And yeah, she's been, like, talking with her fist the whole time, just holding him up like, this is me. She's yanking shit out of
her. She's
the
always, like, she's showcasing, she's describing something, and it's always, like, her putting her fist through her other hand, like, and then making it, like.
And winking at the same time, like, you know, you get it? You get it?
And he's like, do you have Tourette's? Or?
Yeah.
You okay?
He's like, I'm so turned on right now. Like, I do the same thing to myself.
Instead of dildos, they have fists.
No, he fists himself.
Like, oh, wow.
It doesn't have to be a dildo.
That's very he's very flexible.
What, you don't think you could reach in there? Yeah, you can reach.
Let's see. I could get around, but you probably, if I dislocated my shoulder, like pull up.
No, you can get in there. It's fine. Like you said, you start with a finger, then you go to 2, 3, 4, 5, and then you. What was the term that you were giving it?
You make the shape of like a puppet, like a hand puppet, like a duck face or whatever, and then you squash those fingers together, like, and then you go in, you worm your way in, and then once you get inside, you open up. Kind of like a wall.
You're
like
supposed
a
to
walk
open up when you're in there?
Yeah, like a drywall.
Did you look this up?
What are you feeling for in there?
Yeah, I looked it up.
Are you looking for a baby?
With
you
my face or what? And my hands. No, I didn't.
Why are your fingers open in there?
Can you imagine? So you're
feeling around. You're pleasuring.
Can you imagine
that's pleasurable?
You take your hand out, your fist out. You wash your hand or whatever. Like go to dinner. You have all this shit underneath your fingernails, like all the somebody else's insides underneath your fingernails.
Okay.
And you're just like you're eating your meal and you're just like picking your teeth and it's like
like you forgot that you just had I just forgot that I just tasted
like yeah, this tastes like other shit. My fingernails.
Well, it would taste like shit.
Or
it would
feces.
Like, not feces.
Well, it depends on which hole you go into.
We were talking about, you know,
fisting. We were talking about fisting.
No, we were talking about manscaping and stuff like that. I actually have a nail brush in my shower.
Wait, what are you
doing? Nail brush.
Yeah, like it's not really a brush. It's not really made for nails, but it's a small brush.
Oh, the scrubber. Yeah, like I used to have those.
Yeah, well, I have one in my shower, so because I like to clean underneath my nails when I shower.
Oh, fuck. I thought you were talking about manscaping.
No. Well, no, I was saying.
Did I hear you say manscaping?
Yeah. Well, we're talking about manscaping, but that's another thing. That's another thing. What? No, well, that's part of,
you're
know,
just, like, scrubbing
that's
your
balls. That's more metrosexual.
That's you know, of cleanliness. Say it for me.
I can't even say it.
Okay.
Cleansiness.
There you go. Yeah, whatever. So that's part of that. So, yeah, I got like a little nail brush. I got a brush.
I like to pour bleach on my balls and then get my nail brush. And then just scrub till I feel blood.
No.
And then I pour more bleach.
No. What you do is you go to you go to QT, you get you a coffee straw, and then you get the coffee straw and you stick that in your pee-pee hole.
Okay.
And then you make like a little itty-bitty funnel.
Oh. Okay.
And then you pour the bleach in that. And then you clean like the inside.
Yeah, that's how you get rid of STDs. And
Yeah, duh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
No reason to wear condoms.
No, yeah, because when you got bleach.
Yeah. And because it also kills sperm, right?
You don't got to buy
your first load now, that comes out after that.
I would recommend telling your partner
she's getting
a bleach shot, too.
No.
So
it'll clean her out. She doesn't have to douche.
Yeah, you don't want to get her pregnant.
She don't have to douche.
You'll kill whatever she has inside of her.
So there was one I found.
She'll be smelling fresh.
Yeah.
Get some. What's that Mexican shit?
Some fabuloso?
Yeah.
What is that? What does that mean?
It's the Mexican cleaning, version of pine salt.
Yeah. Pine salt.
Yeah. It comes in like purple and blue and like cough, green. Huh? Okay. And
yeah. So this is, I'm going to go back to the live cam thing. This one's called Bubble Cam. And so this is somebody's porch. Okay. And they sit, they're out there sometimes, or some people go through it. But if they're not there, you can click this button and it'll activate a bubble machine on their porch. So
do it. Oh, you broke it. Oh, you got to pay for it.
Wait, why is it? I don't know why I had to open up a new. No, it'll do it. Here, hold on. It takes a second. Yeah, there they go.
Oh, nice. Okay. So it was like one bubble. Okay, that was worth it.
I don't know why I didn't.
You're in Florida?
You only get like one click and that's it. Like limited.
I'm sure they're
probably out of bubble mix.
Yeah. I don't know why it goes to the other screen.
Oh, I see the machine. Okay.
Yeah, it's right here on the bottom. Yeah, there they go.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So they set this up, you know, so somebody, I thought that was kind of interesting. Now there's one called.
Very, very interesting. Thank you.
So this one's called Let's Robot. And you can control other people's robots.
It looks like a person's legs.
Yeah. What is aren't it? We all, control aren't, those legs?
Aren't we just all robots?
We are.
How introspective of you.
We're all controlled by one dude.
How heterosexual of you. Is that what you just said?
I said... No, I forgot what I said.
Exactly. You said how heterosexual of you.
No, I didn't say heterosexual. You did. I said introspective.
No.
Yeah, that too.
How heterosexual of you.
Damon, I've lost the link.
How heterosexual of you talking about to masturbate my penis.
Cutting your balls.
Did y'all listen to the new Eminem?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe like 3 or 4 songs.
Did you not like it?
I thought it was just, it didn't stand out for me. It was regular Eminem. Like he's back, I guess.
Yes, he's back.
Call it. Like not like his last one or two albums that I didn't really care for.
Yeah.
Like this one was just like, this is Eminem. Okay, cool. Good for him.
I haven't listened to like any of his, probably his last like 3 or 4.
or I have, and I just wasn't, ever since, like, I think after the third one, I didn't really listen to them anymore. And even then, I wasn't, like, you know, a diehard fan. But I thought this one was actually pretty good, and I was surprised that it was actually pretty good, because, I don't know, I just thought he's, I mean, just like all the people who've said shit about him, I guess, because that's why he made this album.
Everybody's always said shit about him, though.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess he was the whole. That's what I was gonna ask you guys. Is the whole album like a diss album towards other people? Like,
that's what it sounded like to me.
Because like he's talking. I mean, and there, I'm like, is he talking?
Maybe he's clout chasing is what they call it now. He's looking for
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he's dissing other people just to get recognition.
I could see that.
You know what I mean?
He has one song on there. I guess you didn't get to it, but it basically has the beat of two really big songs by other rappers. One of them was Childish Gambino.
Which one?
The Made in This Is America.
Did it have that on it? I didn't hear that.
Yeah, we had one where it played the beat of that.
I guess he
was singing like...
Yeah,
and then
he does that several times throughout the album where he sings like some other rapper. That's why I thought that's why I thought the whole album was a diss album.
What it sounded like to me. I mean, I liked it. It was, you know, whatever. You know, Eminem.
He's being him, like what he was known for.
Give it to the whites. They did a good job.
Sorry, I'm not trying to be on this. Let's get off this.
Hold
on, we'll go back to that.
But what was the other song that was on that? Or like, what was the other beat?
Play it on your...
I can play it on here, too.
Oh, yeah.
What is the song called?
I've got Spotify.
It's called... Spotify. Let me look at... let me pull it up.
Now that we have this...
We should have been very...
No, we don't have to be prepared.
No, it's the freestyle episodes, whatever.
Never be prepared.
It should be...
Nice Guy, Good Guy, Fall, Stepping Stone, Normal.
I think it's called Not Alike.
Yeah, I'll do it. That sounded like... That made me think of...
with Royce 5'9"?
I think that's what it is. Yeah, Not Alike.
It made me think of A$AP Rocky.
Oh, man, they have it too?
Yeah.
I thought Apple Music was the only one that had all the good shit. Take heat, fuck these niggas up.
That is not This Is America.
Oh, wait, hold on.
It takes a second. Here, I'm going to turn down this.
Is this being recorded?
Yeah. That's what we figured out, how we got set up. Cyclops, Daybed,
iPod. Maybag. No, Mike, this is... Train
wrecks, no, but wait, Cyclops, wait for it. That's not... High tops, K-Fed, IHOP, Playtex, Icebox. That's how much we have in common. Yeah. That's how much we have in common. Whoa. Up on this mic when we're on it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's how much we have in common. But even that first verse was somebody else's song.
I thought you meant like the song was...
No, the beat.
Which is like his rhythm or whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
He does it several, like... He'll say several things or like that. So now, did you listen to this song, the Venom song from the motion picture that's about to come out, Venom?
Oh, like, actually, that's what it's called.
Yeah, it's called Venom.
Yeah, it says right there, music from the motion picture.
Which, as a standalone song, I'm like, oh, it's okay, but it does not make any sense to me the why it would go to that movie. It reminds me of when way back in the late 90s when... There was all those movies that came out, and they had the really good soundtracks, and they were better than the movies. Like, there were all these songs that really didn't have anything to do with the movie, but there was just, like, a collection. There was Spawn.
The Puff Daddy. The Godzilla.
Yeah, I remember them promoting, when they would promote for the movie, it was like, check out the album, like, and it's like, and I was like,
well,
you knew the movie wasn't going to be good, because they were promoting that.
Soundtracks were, like, a big thing, though.
I think they still are, aren't they?
Yeah, but
not like they were back then.
The only one that in my recent memory was this year was Black Panther.
Yeah,
and that was fucking badass. Like I was I kept jokingly giving you shit about it, like, oh, it's gonna suck, and then I finally got around to listening to it. It wasn't that long after, maybe a week or so after.
I still haven't watched that movie.
You still haven't seen Black Panther?
No, I've seen bits and parts of it on the
TV. He's a racist son of a bitch. That's why.
He's
a feminist, sexist.
Sexist.
A lot of women wrote some of that movie.
Did they?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what song. I'm not gonna be able to find it, but he talks about, like, you hear phrases.
Oh, it's the go down.
What?
I don't know. Never mind. I don't know anything. Listen to me. The Ringers. That's what it was. What was the first one? That's fine. That's whatever.
When you're talking about... I know we don't have to play this because this isn't really the format for it, but...
How come you don't have Apple Music?
I tried it out, and after, like, that, it's really all boils down to the interface. Like, how you can select your music and albums and stuff like that. Okay. So, I tried out that one. I tried out Spotify. I even had Google Play Music for a while. And Spotify, to me, has the best... The UI, like the whole visual interface of it. To me, it's the best one. It's navigating. You also can get playlists from everybody. Now, you can do that
with... You do that with the...
Yeah, but I think it's easier on...
Like, Hedda sent me... you're able to... He was able to send me his playlist. Mm-hmm. And I clicked on the link.
My masturbating playlist.
Yeah, you didn't send me that one. I've been waiting for that one. I was able to save it to mine.
I pretty much masturbate to anything, though.
Do you?
Yeah.
Anything.
Mm-hmm. Basically,
you know the new Christopher Robin trailer?
I wasn't done.
The Christopher Robin trailer.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jeff.
No, that's fine. I'll finish in a minute. I've got you said trailer, and it made me think, let's watch the Superfly trailer. Did you ever watch it? The movie Superfly. It's a remake.
No, I never watched
it. It's so fucking terrible. I was like, what movie is this? Like,
Superfly?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're in for a treat.
YouTube
TV. Superfly. So if you haven't figured
that, hold on. You know that Kanye West song, the poopity scoot one. So yeah. I heard he recently did an interview, and I didn't hear.
Did he make but,
like,
sense?
I saw it on Reddit, and he was saying that that Drake wanted that beat,
and he from the poopity scoot song.
Yeah, he wanted that beat because it was a great beat. The whatever it's called.
I forgot the name of the song, because when I actually listen to the song, you're like, oh, this is so good. And then he starts doing that. Like,
and Drake wanted that beat, and he didn't get, for whatever reason, he didn't give it to him. I guess he was upset with him or whatever it was. And Kanye ended up releasing that song, releasing that beat with that fucking poopity scoop shit. Like, and I'm sure that pissed off Drake.
Yeah. He probably God, he's such, that dude's so he's so out there right now. Like, I think he's I
no
think
this he latest had, interview. He kind of he talks a lot about his mental issues. And,
yeah, that's something to say. Like, it's not, you know, it's not all
real mental issues. Or?
Yeah. I think so. I don't think it's all a show. Like, you know, he definitely knows how to promote an album and do all that shit. But I don't think that it's completely.
Guy was out on tour when his right after his mom died. Like, come on, like. Yeah. Who fucking does that?
And then, like, he was, I saw it was he was promoting some album he was come out with, and I forgot which one it was, but he was doing like this big event thing, and he goes, oh yeah, I'm also going to show you this video game I've been working on about my mom, and like it was basically a trailer for like some animation they had done, and it was like her flying through the clouds for a while, and like
I think I remember that,
and people were and like it cuts back to the crowd, and they're just kind of like, okay, he's like,
can we go now?
Yeah, and they're like, and he's like, that shit was real. It was hard. It's hard to make, and they're like, and everybody's kind of still like, kind of giving like a show. Oh, okay, Kanye, cool. Like, that's cool if you want to make video games about your mom. Like, I don't know what that has to do with us listening to your music.
That's why that Donald Glover like Saturday Night Live was just like spot on.
On the Kanye place.
Yeah. Right?
So has everybody here seen that movie?
Come on, Kanye.
What's that?
Quiet Place.
Quiet Place. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I was just curious. But okay, hold on. Let me get
with the guy from The Office.
No, that's the movie. Yeah, but
that's what
That's what. Sorry, I'm getting confused. I was gonna say like from the skit, from the Saturday Night skit. I need another beer.
Yeah, his name is Jim.
Jimbo.
You know what I've never had, but I've always wanted to try is the non-alcoholic beer.
Oh, Duels?
Thank you. Any kind of like Beck's or whatever. A lot of people make.
After we're done with this episode, I have some ideas I'm gonna run by you.
Guys.
Okay. We need a bottle opener. It's by the keys.
Just use your teeth.
No, I'm not gonna use my teeth.
Yeah,
I need these when I get old.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
You can always get them replaced. Get some what are they called? Dentures. What are they called? The
Yeah, there's some like some
plantains,
like some horse teeth, like George Washington used to have. Is
like,
that right?
Like Noriega.
Noriega,
the rapper.
He has wooden teeth.
Oh no, you're talking about wooden teeth?
Yeah, that's what they used to do back in the day.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
Says who?
You know what?
This has always been a twist off.
Ask. My
bad. yeah, I thought I was like I knew for his beard maybe, but not.
Ask the historian over there
about what. Is this an app history? I got some more
didn't
app
George
history.
Washington have
for you?
Wooden teeth.
Did I only know Alien Blue app history.
Did George Washington have your wooden teeth? Forefather, yeah.
Yes.
Your foreskin have.
Yeah, it was like you know that was
your foreskin father.
Yeah.
Did he have
foreskin teeth? Yes.
Yeah, by the way,
oh wait, why is this? What did you click on?
Nothing.
I know Alex is.
Yeah, you clicked on.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
I know Alex is.
You did that before you walked off.
I know Alex is not circumcised. Jeff, are you? Yes. Have I asked you this before?
Yes.
Are you?
I am. Yes. Are you all circumcised?
I am.
Oh, I'm not.
Okay. I don't know. Sometimes it's a cultural thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a cultural thing.
What?
So, it is a cultural thing. Did you get your boy circumcised?
Me and
no, I don't need to know that.
Me and Alex are. Me and Alex are, we'll cut are that both. Are we the same culture?
I think so.
No, obviously not because you're not circumcised and I am.
Well, you grew up in North Richland Hills, so you grew up a little differently.
Do you think it's true that like the sensitivity goes away?
No, I think all that's all that.
No, I think there's some truth to that because there's nerve endings in that foreskin. What I hear was so funny. One time we were in an Applebee's when we used to go to Applebee's and drink, you know, because we used to have like dollar beers or $1.25 beers.
Okay. They still do, don't they? I think they're $1.50 now.
Yeah, but so there was a guy in there, you know, and it's the bar, but it's also like a family aspect to that restaurant.
Well, not back then.
No.
It was like you could smoke inside.
No, not when. No, this isn't at that point. It was past that point, like where they banned smoking.
Oh,
so,
okay.
But anyways, the bar was still in that, you know, in the center part of it. But the guy was in there telling a story, and he's basically talking about he's describing the difference between you know being circumcised and uncircumcised, and basically you know like he was trying to say when you come, there's the explosion is bigger more or better because you're uncircumcised.
So
they were like he starts telling a story and he wasn't trying to be vulgar about it or anything, and so it's like one of the bartenders was like, hey dude, you gotta. you know, tone it down. This is a family restaurant. I was like, okay. He's like, so imagine, like, if you're a football player and you've just scored a touchdown. If you have a helmet, this touchdown is greater than if you weren't wearing a helmet or something like that. And, like,
what?
Basically he was saying, like, if you're covered up, like, if you've got more protection from your foreskin, like the celebration from
then
your touchdown.
It makes no sense to me.
Well,
all.
I'm not as good a storyteller as
obviously,
this guy was. And
obviously,
I was
you're not because you just
obviously,
ruined that fucking
either
story.
You're not a sports fan or that guy was not a sports fan.
All right. Well, fuck you both.
no, thank you.
I just made this awesome touchdown without my helmet.
I don't know.
Whatever.
We're going
to go back in my time machine. Okay, so we're going to watch
Black Klansman?
No. This is a trailer for the remake of Superfly. Now, Harrod actually clued me in on this movie whenever this came out. And apparently, he didn't actually watch any of the trailers or whatever.
Fuck no, I didn't.
And I watched it, and I was like, what kind of fucking movie is this? And then I was like, I want to go.
I just sent you the link, right?
I know, yeah.
Did you go watch the movie?
No, I would hope we would go and watch it and then review it on the bucket.
Oh, that would've been cool.
But we could still do that.
Yeah, yeah.
But let's watch the trailer first.
We can change our name to How Did This Get Made? Or...
Yeah, that's real clever.
Or the gifted procrastinator.
That was almost as good as my story. Applebee's.
It's like scoring a touchdown with a helmet on.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Versus no helmet. It just still doesn't make sense to me.
Well, that was a complete waste
of
time.
Oh, I think it was. Shut up. We'll just scrap it. It's this one right here, I bet.
Don't tell me to shut up.
The one with Big Boy?
Yeah.
That's a teaser trailer.
I know. This is the one that didn't make any sense.
A teaser trailer is 2.5 minutes long?
Yeah.
Yep.
What the fuck?
They've changed the way they do things.
God. There's a teaser trailer for the teaser trailer.
Oh, my God.
That's Director X. There he is.
I don't know who Director X is.
It's that guy. Harlem was
the epicenter of Black. Who the fuck is this guy? Big
Bang
Black.
Big Bang Black.
He has an AMG necklace.
They started out breakdancing.
Zay Tuna.
They were stretching and mixing. Ain't nobody doing that more. You got to evolve with the game.
The music is called trap.
I hate this guy's hair.
Swag to it.
I like Big Boy. I like that guy. I don't know who she is. I like him.
She's the daughter from Blackish. Was not her.
You watch Blackish?
That show's fucking hilarious. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, no, I have no idea.
That's how Jeff gets his culture.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a Tyler Perry.
Is this how they live? No, I
thought it was like a Tyler Perry type of show. Sonny.
No, it's actually funny. It's not Tyler Perry.
Okay. Yeah. That's why I never watched it. Maybe I should watch it then.
Got my first job when I was 11. Worked every day.
Excuse me?
Built one thing or another. Say,
yeah, this is the trick.
Hand jobs.
I gave people jobs when there were no jobs.
Come everywhere.
I wonder what his Airbnb policy is about come and hair and trains.
People love it. They get rich off of it.
Isn't that what the American dream's all about?
So do I.
That's Big Crit and Director X.
Money comes easy. He's keeping it. That's all. Power will never stop the bullet. No car can outrun fate. But if you can play the game by your own rules and win.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry we watched the other one first, but it was like, I watched this and I was like, what? Like, why is it? It's a teaser at the beginning. They're talking about Atlanta. It's like behind the scenes stuff. And then this, and I was like, what the fuck is this movie about? Oh, well. We can cut this too.
It's about being Superfly.
How long have we been recording?
Superfly.
Are we going to watch another Superfly?
It's all clips. It's only 9 minutes long. No, let's not watch
it. Let's only do this. Let's go through, let's get into YouTube.
Okay.
We'll go down a rabbit hole.
No, bunny trail.
Bunny trail. Is it rabbit hole or bunny trail?
We'll go down both
of just YouTube videos. And we'll make comments and stuff.
Y'all probably wouldn't like this, though.
Who's that? Is that Angela from...
No.
What do you think?
Is that Angela from...
2 fucking years ago.
Oh, no, that's Emma something, right?
What would you say this trial is showing
this
you
is,
about yourself?
This is weird shit.
Is this therapy now?
It's not therapy.
Why, just because you know the actors?
It's science. Once you begin to appreciate the structure of the mind... There's no reason to believe that anything about us can be changed.
Mm-hmm. Watch out for his badass mullet. Mm.
The mind can be solved.
Hey.
How many of your subjects have ended up catatonic?
Zero. Roughly.
Is this about Adderall?
It doesn't work right.
No.
I thought maybe these people. Is.
I could see that.
Sounds stupid.
Maybe that's what they say.
That doesn't sound stupid to me.
Okay, people, let's begin. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Sally Fields.
Mm-hmm. My mind is playing tricks.
This is Total Recall?
No, it's more like...
The chair looks like Total Recall.
It's totally about Adderall.
It's kind of like... It's like Internal Sunshine meets brain magic shit.
I don't know what's real.
Adderall.
What's Adderall? Inception.
Something's wrong.
Like I did True Detective.
What did you do?
Come on, wake up! Every time I separate them, they just find their way back together.
You're not protecting those people in there.
Ah.
What?
Sounds like a Black Mirror episode.
Yeah, or something like that. You want to watch La La Land now that you've seen Emma Stone?
I want to watch this now.
Yeah. Oh, that looks pretty good.
Maniac.
Is there anything I want to watch on the YouTube?
Maniac.
No.
No? No.
Maniac.
Are we just going to watch trailers?
Is it Maniac or Maniac? Oh, yeah. Maniac. No, I don't know. I was trying to get, you know, oh, this is always good.
Maniac. I guess we are.
This isn't a trailer.
What is this?
ABC, okay? And that always stands for closing. Airway, breathing, and circulation.
Okay, you know what? That could be a little confusing because in sales, ABC means always be closing.
This is a farce. I should be teaching this course.
Shut it. Shut it.
We found ourselves on the less prepared side of things when Stanley had his, when his heart went berserk. And I knew exactly what to do, but in a much more real sense, I had no idea what to do. So I thought we should have a CPR training class. And of course, you can't get the practice dummy unless the instructor comes along with it. Red Cross. Racket.
Racket.
I can't keep doing this forever.
It's been 20 seconds. Would you like to try next?
Call it.
Get absolutely, it? I would not.
You know who I really think should go? Stanley.
Oh, I don't know.
It's not a good idea, Michael. He needs to rest.
No rest for the sick. We are not always going to be there to coddle your heart back when it disappears to be working. What are you going to do if you're by yourself and your heart stops?
I would die.
And you're okay with that?
I'm okay with the logic of it.
No. Come on, get up. Let's do this.
Yes, I had a heart attack. I would quit, but I'm too old to find another job. And I don't have enough saved to retire. I feel like I'm working in my own casket.
Come on, Stanley, you're losing you. You're losing you. Do it!
Michael.
This is you we're talking about.
Michael.
Okay, I'll show them. Here we go.
All right. So, assessing the situation, mm-hmm. Are they breathing?
No, Rose, they are not breathing. And they have no arms or legs.
No, that's not part of it.
Where are they? You know what? If we come across somebody with no arms or legs, do we bother resuscitating them? I mean, what kind of quality of life do we have there?
I would want to live with no legs.
How about no arms? No arms or legs is basically how you exist right now, Kevin. You don't do anything.
All right, let's get back to it, because you're losing them. Okay, too fast. Everyone, we need to pump at a pace of 100 beats per minute.
Oh, okay. That's hard to keep track. How many is that per hour?
How's that going to help you?
I will divide and then count to it.
Right. Okay, well, a good trick is to pump to the tune of Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. Do you know that song?
Yes, I do. I love that song. First I was afraid, I was petrified.
No, it's... staying alive. Okay. Yes, staying alive.
You were in the parking lot earlier. That's how I know you. Staying alive. Staying alive. Staying alive. Staying alive.
You can't tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman, I'm top dog. Words ain't loud, women warm. Been kicked around since I was born. It's all right. It's okay, you can look the other way. Let it go, let it go.
Staying alive.
Yeah, okay, you didn't maintain 100 beats per minute, and the ambulance didn't arrive because nobody called 911, so you lost him.
Okay, he's dead. Anyone know what we do next? Anybody? Rose?
I have no idea.
Anyone else?
We bury him.
Wrong. Check for an organ donor card. If he has one, we only have minutes to harvest.
He has no wallet, I checked.
He is an organ donor. He is?
Yeah.
Give me some ice in a styrofoam bucket. Here we go.
Oh, my God!
Why?
What are you...
We search for the organs. Where's the heart? Brush his heart.
I'm not feeling well. I need to sit down.
Stanley.
Oh,
you
should have
left Stanley. Are you okay?
What the fuck?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Can you tell me why you had to cut the face off the dummy?
I didn't think it was very realistic in the movie, and it turns out it's pretty realistic.
We had to pay for it. It cost us
$3,500. $5,300 for a dummy? Okay, look, David, this is why we have training. We start with the dummy. And we learn from our mistakes.
Guys, I'm not going to lie. We're way better than talented slackers. we should take
Are we airing
over.
This? Are we going to air all this shit we just did? Like, this is fucking terrible.
We should absorb the talented slackers.
Except we might fire. We're going to absorb them.
We'll fire everybody. We'll make it seem like it's an exciting opportunity. Like, yeah, we're going to just join forces. Just become stronger and just combine our listeners. And, you know, we'll all get these awesome listeners. Great numbers everywhere. We'll get so much attention.
What a great strategic plan you have.
And then we'll fire them one by one. big bank. Eat little bank.
What?
I don't know. Isn't that
are we gonna be E-Corp?
Is that a thing?
Evil Corp?
There's a saying. Big bank take little bank. That's the thing. That's the thing. I got it. That is the thing. Big bank take little bank.
So we're big bank and they're little bank.
Sure. Look at her listens.
Yeah.
We get more activity.
I haven't been able to compare stats in a while, so I don't really know. But ours is probably more. No.
It is. It's a fact.
Is this the beginning?
Fact.
Is this the beginning of our rivalry? We're no longer.
Yeah. No.
We're no longer sister podcasts.
I tried to get a rivalry going back when it was four of us, and then
nobody.
I got shut down. So we're down to three of us. So now we got the little voice out. So
the end is nigh, so we need to make the best of it by making it.
Yeah.
All right. I think I'll speak for Lil Alex. He says he's on board with it. He basically doesn't even go. He basically quit it already.
Yeah,
so.
He's not over there anymore. He's not a talented sniper. Yeah. So he doesn't give a shit. Let's play some more of the Office stuff.
All right.
It's my favorite show. Did I tell you that... my daughter watched the whole series this summer.
No.
Yeah. She fucking binge watched the shit out of that show. She loves it so much.
Even the later seasons?
Yeah. She watched the whole thing. She binge watched the whole fucking series this summer.
What?
The Office. Yeah. What's is this your favorite episode? This seems to be like a lot of people's favorite episode.
Okay, so real quick, we're playing the dinner party.
It's not From Hell. It's just called.
Yeah, I don't know if that was the name of the episode or not.
No, the name of the episode was just.
Good. I'm glad you're eating on the fucking podcast. We were just talking about how much.
Can you not spill the beer?
That's we're drinking
everywhere.
All right,
go right ahead. What were you saying?
Why could you get the mic closer to?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not my favorite episode, but it's definitely one of my favorite. Yeah. It's one of my favorites. I never really thought about what my favorite episode was because there's just so much. We just play it on Netflix all the time. Like,
yeah.
And they're like, oh,
you
yes.
have to have a favorite, though.
Yeah. No, I don't.
You do. Yeah. It's a rule. Donald Trump says.
Our president. I don't know. I really liked the Michael Scott Paper Company. Though that like that. It was like six or seven episodes.
Yeah.
But I can't. There was one in there that's really fucking great. Like I just can't think of what it is. Like I can't think of which exact episode it is. But that was my favorite.
Give the name.
No.
Here's to good friends.
How can it be your favorite? Even though
it's one of I said years. It's somewhere in there. But we're just gonna play the scene.
Hmm. That is sort of an oaky afterbirth.
Mm. So music? Should we turn some music?
Yes.
That sounds good.
Yeah, this does have a
Do you guys remember my old assistant,
That
Hunter?
One night.
I'm going to pause the game real quick. So just for our listening audience, Alex has never watched The Office, or at least has never seen it on
You've
a regular.
You've never watched The Office?
Never.
He has. Are Netflix? You serious?
Yeah.
No.
We've talked. We brought this up before, and
I obviously wasn't paying attention.
When do you?
Yeah.
Not that time.
Exactly.
So anyway, so he's never seen it. And there's some, the majority of the seasons are pretty good. What was there, 8 or 9 total? Or
something
like that. Well, 7 of them are good. the others have some funny stuff in them, but they lack what that chemistry that.
Oh, yeah. If you go through IMDb and see the ratings, like you see them drop like after Michael, after Steve Carell's gone.
Yeah. So this one is, this is. So let's describe to Alex what this show is about. So Michael is the boss of this company.
I've seen the
show. No, I'm going to describe
it. Okay.
Shut your face.
I will.
Shut your mouth.
And
right
he's
now.
Kind of he's a buffoon, but he's a caring person, but he also can be an asshole. And then you have Jim and Pam, who are the office romance. Will they, won't they? Relationship of the show.
Like okay. Ross and
No.
I don't
shut
know.
Your
what,
mouth.
Yeah,
shut your mouth.
I don't know what show you're referencing now.
Okay.
I don't know who Rachel is or Ross. I mean, you didn't even say Rachel. I don't know who Ross Rachel or Ross is.
Okay.
But anyway, so but Michael always has trouble making friends and doing things with friends, and so he tricks them into having a dinner party.
Was that where he was just talking about Rachel Ross, and you're just like, oh, friends. Okay, never mind. Okay, go ahead. Continue.
Yes, I know everything about Friends too. All right, we're gonna play.
You took me by the hand.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
I feel like there's a
well,
little
we
bit
don't
of
stop it. But this was her former assistant.
Yeah.
And now this is his album that he recorded,
which is actually the kid from what is that kid from? like some Superman show or something.
Oh, is he on there now?
One Smallville?
Arrow?
Maybe.
Arrow. One of those. I don't know. I don't watch any of those. Yeah.
You know what? I'm a really terrible assistant. That is why Ryan fired
him. Well, I mean, he's probably just about as reliable as Pam, being that it usually takes you an afternoon to get back to me.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think she holds on to faxes. I don't care what they say about me. I just want to eat. Which I realize is a lot to ask for. At a dinner party.
Ow!
No, it's a hump. There's a hump.
Joe Camel.
Yes. Okay. Yes. First name of that animal, and the second name is the state where Helena is the capital.
I think Kent.
Montana.
Oh,
Joe sure. Montana.
What? Yes.
You're more worried about the actual game that they're playing. Like I don't even know what they're.
All right, my turn.
Babe, can you just like what? Really? Whoa. We're just like really.
Babe.
What?
Can you just sit down? Seriously.
No, I'm just making people laugh.
No.
Yes, I was watching Jim's face.
I was watching Jim.
And he was laughing. Look at him. He's laughing.
Michael and Jan seem to be playing their own separate game. And it's called, let's see how uncomfortable we can make our guests. And they're both winning. So I am going to make a run for it. Deliver guests, I just got a message from my landlord. Apparently my apartment flooded. Something with the sprinkler.
Oh, no.
Pam, we should probably get going and see the damage.
Oh, okay.
Well, you don't need two of you to do that.
That's true. Dinner sounded delicious.
This right
Pam,
now.
I'll see you at home. Thank you so much. It was a
oh,
great
Jim,
night.
I don't know if I can have this party here all by itself.
I don't know, because everything I own is there.
You can buy new stuff, but you can't buy a new party.
That's true. That is a great point. Come on down here. Sit down.
She dragged him back in.
Be among friends, and we are not.
I would definitely do that to my wife.
All right,
Michael, you're up.
All right, here we go. This is gonna be fun. Ready?
Go.
All right. First name is Tom.
No names. No rhyming. No sound alike.
Okay. You're getting into my head. First name is Blake. And he goes on a cruise.
He's fucking with.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Oh, we could do 30 Rock too.
Oh, God.
All right.
No, the kid was on Gotham. That's what it was. Not the Superman show.
He's got a really great resume.
Is
going
it,
for
is
him.
That a fax machine?
That was, the audio on? From.
I was like, okay.
No, Alex has got a fax machine.
Where's your fucking dot matrix part?
So this episode has really gone off the rails. Like
you got to rip off the sides of the papers. You remember that?
Like the one from Discount Tire.
The dot matrix.
And the thing would always get fucking jammed up.
Yeah.
It'd fuck up all the fucking. You're like, man, man. Yeah. You're like, oh, yeah.
I was going to say something.
The numbers would always be off on the fucking invoices, too.
I was going to say something. Oh, so our friend who.
Say it.
No, it's about discount. It was okay. the friend who had the stroke.
Surgery. Mm-hmm.
From a play, and so I told you I went on and figured out that he was doing okay, and I was like, I wonder if he's back to work yet. And like I'm seeing pictures of him at this thing they did, and I realized, oh no, he's not back to work because he's got a fucking beard. Like he definitely isn't back yet because they make him shave that shit.
Maybe they allow beards.
Hey, we're sorry you had a stroke, but you need to shave your facial hair.
Yeah.
Maybe they allow.
No, they don't.
For stroke victims.
No, they don't care.
I'm surprised. I was telling him. I'm surprised they didn't wheel him in the next day. Like
I'm surprised they didn't fucking satellite him from the hospital.
Basics. Go. There's a flat repair. Go. Get on it.
So I was. You know, I want to say. I'll bring it up again if we do a discount tire centric episode. But one. Did you ever do anything like?
Oh, I did a lot of stuff.
Shut up and let me finish my fucking thought.
Cool, please.
But, you had all these safety things, procedures that you would do when you're working on cars. And one of them was when you're letting out a jack, you would say, you'd have to yell out, coming down, because you didn't, right?
Left rear, right, coming down, right rear.
Right, okay. So you wouldn't, so right somebody right knew what was going on, or you weren't about to drop the jack on somebody. So
or coming down bay 2.
Yeah, any of that, okay?
Oh, my God.
So if I was working on my...
boner.
One time I was working on my own car, like at my house.
And I said it.
Yes, and I yelled it out. I'm like, I let down the jack and I said, coming down. And I yelled it out.
And nobody's listening.
No, and I look around. Well, and I was like, I look around. Luckily, nobody's out there. And I just start laughing at myself because I'm like, why the fuck did I just say that? Because they've beaten it into me. But I was just like, what would I say?
If the neighbor, guy is on drugs? Like,
if my neighbor came and asked me what I was doing, like, what, how would I explain that situation to him? I think I did that more than once.
I may have done it, or I almost did it. Like too. Like I know what you're talking about. Like I feel where you're coming from. Yeah.
So we also do in my current job. You do like before you take your truck out on the road. You do a pre-trip or a check. Like, okay. You go through and you do...
You just piss all over the tires?
Yes. Okay. You check the tires.
Make
you
sure
check,
there's no leaks.
You check, like...
That's what I do.
You check the parking brake wipers, things like that nature. And so when I first started doing...
check the wipers?
Parking brake...
I thought about that. It's just... Yeah, it's all, like, we have, like,
We do a vehicle check, too, but that's... okay, go ahead.
Yeah, just you know...
Oh, just piss all over everything. Oh, that's fine.
Yeah. So when truck smells like urine...
I would come over everything. What are you talking about?
Inside.
Why is there so much cum and hair in your truck? Yeah, but do you not manscape, Alex? That's part of your postal service requirement.
The vinyl on this is so shiny. What do you use? My special dash cleaner.
Some special coat.
Did you rip somebody's, arm off? Because it looks like skin and then hair stuck to it.
What?
I don't know.
That's a real stretch of a joke.
That's very,
He's referring...
Okay. Go ahead.
So when I first started at this... Shut up.
There was a garbage pail kid named Come Here. Sorry. Go ahead.
Was there really?
No. dried Come Here.
I wouldn't doubt it with that. So anyways, when I first started working there, and I was working a lot, I caught myself a couple times getting in my car and going through the motion. Not doing the pre-trip, but you'd go through and... the gear shifts in a certain spot and you move it up. I would go and do those things once I get in my normal car. It was just like muscle memory of getting in and thinking I was jumping into my car. Like you jump in the truck and go and I'm going to put it in gear. Oh, no, wait. There's no gear on my dash. It's not a fucking truck.
See, I got a similar situation.
I would cry to myself all the way home.
You know, at discount.
I can't leave work ever.
At discount, we would have to honk when we pull it out of the bay.
Yeah, pull out.
Yeah. Well, and then on my current, when we back up in my mail truck, you're supposed to honk as well.
I never honk.
So sometimes when I'm backing up in my personal vehicle, I'll honk.
You'll honk.
I'm not at work. Or I know at the post office, you're supposed to curb your wheel, set your emergency brake, and turn off the vehicle. So sometimes I'll go somewhere in my personal car and I'll curb my wheel just out of, just because, you do it all fucking day long. It's hard not to, you know.
You curb your wheel?
Yeah.
All right. Are we going to end this?
Yeah, sure.
No. All right. Let's end this.
This is never ending.
No, we're not doing
this
the never ending.
This is the podcast that never ends.
Well, this has been a test.
Yeah.
If we go back and listen to it, we feel that it's terrible. We'll just cut this all up until about 50 half pours.
Yeah, there you go.
And we'll just put out half pours for the rest of the
yeah, for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
We were trying out something. It was pretty much like a freestyle. I mean, we thought we had some more stuff to talk about.
I think it's because of how late it is.
Well, and I think. If we
how
actually
late
had
is it?
It's 11 and like I know you're tired and I know I just
yeah,
fucking hit.
I feel like
but if you had
hungry.
A if we had like a list of things we were gonna go through
he had a list
yeah but it was
no,
more
but it was
for
just it. like the things that I wanted to say it was all
random bullshit
no it was all based around the manscaping thing
that was like how long have you
that's why I didn't
want
to like share those with you because it was like it was all my shit that I wanted to say
why are you putting that on the equipment look at your old plate of food. I'm gonna dump the beer, the plate of food. So, anyways, we were trying something out. We might do this again in the future. I would like to do some like pop culture stuff. Like, yeah. Okay, we watched some clips, but I was like, hey, there's a new trailer out. There's a new like we did the Eminem album. I thought that was pretty.
Yeah,
I was
kind
of interested in that. I thought that was a good topic. Yeah. So we might try that again. And
my penis was out the whole time.
It just won't be. It won't be right when it comes out because usually when we record these, you know, we. They air a couple.
They're
weeks
pre-meditated.
Later.
Meditated.
Yeah. So,
what?
They're. Oh, sure. by the time they get up, you know, it's been a couple weeks. So we might do it, and just call it like I don't know. I was thinking like yesterday.
I thought
yesterday's
we did
pop
these,
culture. Yesterday's
what about the
or last week tonight?
I thought these were live episodes.
I'm sorry. One of you at a time.
No.
The number.
Both of us at the same time.
Shut the fuck up.
Ready?
The
go.
I'm sorry.
I thought these were live.
The
episodes.
Thing where you wanted to do where people
live
can call
episodes.
We'll do that. We'll record. That's a half pour.
I thought these were live
well,
episodes.
Be a half pour?
Yeah, I'm gonna stop this. All
right, we'll stop it.
I really thought it was
he's
like
not
the radio,
stop.
And we were live episodes.
So we just get up and leave and let hair talk for a while.
Yeah,
I thought these were live episodes.
Yeah, exactly.
You thought they were gonna be live episodes?
Yes. Everything
well,
was
I thought you know I showed up. We actually showed
I thought
up.
My whole life was. I felt like I was Truman. Truman.
Blansky.
Jim Carrey Truman.
Blansky
is his whole name. I thought
Truman,
that's
Truman Polanski.
And this, my whole life has been live.
Well,
reality show.
Your life is a lie.
Are y'all real?
Your life is a lie, but not in that way.
No, we're not. Oh, I'm fake.
You are a sham, but
I'm
not
meat,
in that.
Everybody. I'm a meat popsicle.
Well, you know, we did go to World of Beer to record a live episode, but we forgot all the equipment.
Oh, we did. Fuck, yeah. That's right.
We recorded without the equipment.
And you guys got pretty... Well, Alex got pretty
weird.
Wasted.
I did. I that snuck up on me real bad.
What did?
Me getting... I drank a lot. I didn't realize. We also those fucking shots,
were you
dude.
Pretty drunk, huh? We went out just... We went out for
not
their
really.
Birthdays.
And I was feeling good. I wasn't at a point where I was like...
You're buzzing.
You know,
yeah.
No, I mean, I was buzzing, yeah, but I wasn't like, too drunk.
I get drunk.
I could have drove.
Yeah, you told me several things and then proceeded to text me. You could have drove.
I don't remember none of
that. Yeah, he came up and talked to me, told me about microphone, told me.
Oh,
Microsoft.
I'm going to go grab that here in a minute.
Okay. And you're really excited about this microphone you got me.
Yeah.
Even though I already have one.
But this is better.
We'll see. So,
okay.
Anyways,
wait, what was this again?
This
is the freestyle episode.
No. Where were we at?
Freestyle episode.
Shit, he's just dragging it out. He's being a dick.
All right.
So, all right, we're gonna wrap this up. It'll probably be heavily edited if we decided to air it as a full episode. But if you listen, thanks for sticking through it all the way through because we kind of got
happens.
But there's some good stuff here.
Yeah, there is always good stuff.
So we appreciate you listening, and we'll see you.
Our next episode time. Will be bye. A whole movie that we that there's on. It's on YouTube.
Okay, yeah.
There's plenty of
YouTube
movies on YouTube.
Yeah.
Maybe
we'll
even just, Pornhub.
And
maybe
we'll,
the new TV shows on Pornhub.
And we'll comment over it. And then after the movie's over, we'll talk about like what we've seen the past week.
What did we watch last week?
And then
we'll call it something else.
And then at the beginning,
gifted procrastinators.
At the beginning of the episode, we'll be like, "Yeah,
that's what we're gonna call the segment." Say that again one more time.
Yay!
Gifted procrastinators.
We're back. Yay!
Yay! All right. Bye.
Bye.